I have a dream that one day.
All right, you're still tuned to WUBS 89.7 FM Sound Band. In Michigan, I do have a special treat for you. The Mountaintop Performance taking place this Friday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the DeBarlo at University of Notre Dame. They'll be featuring this special performance. This performance has been receiving rave reviews, so if you're able to make it, please come on out and check it out. It's entitled The Mountaintop, and we do have one of the actors with us right here on over the phone, Mr. Gilbert Glenn Brown. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent. Excellent. Now, listen, so you are depicting Dr. Martin Luther King in this performance, correct?
Yes. Yes, I am. It's a complete and total honor and a blessing, actually, to have the opportunity to do this.
Okay. So, you're an actor, obviously. How long have you been in the acting field?
Wow, I started in high school, so it's been a little over 15, almost 20 years.
Okay.
That I've been doing this, pursuing it seriously.
Okay, so what draws you to theater and performing? You know, back in high school, what kind of draws you to the art?
Well, what drew me to the art, I mean, I'd always been a bit creative growing up. Being a middle child, I had to be creative about my time. I saw a few performances. My parents would, as much as they could and could afford, they would take me around to see various things around the city, and I kind of liked it.
Uh-huh.
I grew up in New York.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it, but when I was in high school, I saw a performance of As You Like It with one of the actors. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but he was on the Cosby Show at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I saw him in the show, and I was like, wow, it really inspired me.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what, I think I want to do this. So I tried my hand at it seriously on a dare, and ended up landing, becoming a member of a youth musical theater company, actually.
Oh, wow.
Out of the Bronx, affiliated with an arts community outreach center called Mind Builders Creative Arts Center. And that's what really kind of got me going. And I think what really kind of got me was the ability of the arts to inspire,
mm-hmm.
from different walks of life, and also the fact that it would, you know, really wonderful theater, really thought-provoking and emotional theater can really transform a person's emotional state, mind state, spiritual state as well.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that the ability to utilize the arts in a way to do that and hopefully leave the person better than you left, than you met them,
is an
amazing honor and also, again, a blessing as well.
Yeah. And it takes an amazing talent to pull that off. So listen, you jumped into the theater on a dare, and you messed around and was good and was good at it, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And really, it was a dare. But I honestly don't know if I hadn't, because you know what it was I was afraid at first because I'd never really auditioned for anything before.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've done little shows in schools and, you know, elementary school, middle school, but I hadn't really auditioned for anything before. And it's feeling the fear and then doing it anyway,
mm-hmm.
which kind of actually links up with, in a pretty interesting way, with the Mountaintop piece that you're going to see on Friday,
mm-hmm.
In that King, King, you know, he, and I might be jumping ahead here, but I'm just a little inspired right in this moment. the King, he had some fears and some doubts, but he went and did it anyway. He followed his heart. Mm-hmm. He followed his calling. He followed God.
Right.
Followed his inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
He followed his heart.
Yeah.
And he did it anyway.
Yeah, and he pulled it off.
Yes.
So talking about that king, now you portraying King, you know, is this the first time in your career that you're portraying
Actually, it's not. I actually enjoy portraying historical figures, which is interesting. I've actually done a one man show, Malcolm X.
Okay.
I've portrayed Miles Davis. I've portrayed Dizzy Gillespie. I've portrayed Aaron Bridgers, who's connected with Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington and Lena Horne. Mm-hmm. I was in a musical based on the life of Martin with the Negro Ensemble Company out of New York. I portrayed also Howard Clements in an upcoming film called Best of Enemies with Taraji P. Henson and Sam Rockwell. It'll be coming out later this year.
Oh, okay.
Which is going to be amazing also, but I won't. That's not what this is about.
coming. That's coming.
Yes, that's coming.
All right, that's a good little teaser right there. When you prepare for this role, you portrayed a lot of American figures. When you prepared for this role, take us through that. Take us through some of that. How'd you prepare to play Dr. Martin Luther King?
And
in this play, they portraying him in a different light. So how'd you research that?
I have to also say give a huge shout out to Shirley Jo Finney, who's the director of the piece, an amazing director and human being as well. And one of the things that we started off with in the process was, honesty, being honest, and getting away from, like, we all know, we have this iconic, almost mythic image of Dr. King, and we should. And on the flip side of that, he was also a man. And so we've seen a lot of performances of King where, yeah, it's a wonderful performance, but we're seeing the character. We're seeing the mountaintop King. We're seeing the I Have a Dream King. We're seeing the public King. We're not getting an opportunity to see him as a man, as a husband, as a son, as a father. We don't really get that opportunity. We don't get an opportunity to kind of see him, having doubts, having his, it's hard to say flaws, but I will say his challenges. We don't really get a chance to see that. And the beautiful thing about this piece and the beautiful thing about this process and getting into this is that when you realize that, oh, wait a minute, this is a human being. He or she wasn't perfect. Okay, so how do I tap into how do I connect with that? I'm not perfect. I don't have all the answers. I'm still trying to figure this out. How do I put that into it? How do I put my heart into that? Because it's the heart that's actually going to connect with the audience. It's the heart that's going to connect with the other actor that's with me on stage, which is the awesome Karen Melina White. It's the heart that's going to convey the message of the piece.
Wow.
So outside of the technique and you have your intention, you have all, yes, you got to do all that. You got to do the research. I did my research.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of videos, lots of books, lots of speeches. But with that, finding out and figuring out who this man is, connecting with his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with his soul.
Oh, wow. Wow. I bet the director is a great director to pull this one off.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, listen. Katori Hall, the writer of this performance, she chose to show Dr. King in a different light. You know, speak to that a little bit. This is the Dr. King behind when the cameras is off.
Right. And yes, and I think I so appreciate it. I mean, I met Couture a few years back. I did a reading, a preliminary reading of the Mountaintop as well. Uh-huh. And I had questions because, again, we're seeing him in a light that we don't normally see him. We're so used to the public persona, but mm-hmm. behind closed doors, there's definitely the guards are a little bit more down. You get a chance to see, okay, oh, he had doubts, he had fears, he, mm-hmm. you know, he had some, I guess, quote unquote, shortcomings, but it's not about that. It is about that, but it's not necessarily all about that, mm-hmm. because it's like, we've done some performances for young people, and one of the things that that really jumped out to me was how inspired they were after it, because they got a chance to see, yes, Dr. King, it doesn't diminish any of his greatness and his accomplishments. It actually humanizes him in a way and shines a light on ourselves. Mm-hmm. To look at, it's like, wait a minute, this happened, he had doubts, he had fears, he made some mistakes, he's just like me, I can do that. What can you do? I can pick up the baton, I can do something right where I am with the tools and skills that I have. I can do something for my community, I can do something for my town, my city, my state, my country, my world. I can do something positive. So I think that for Couture, I think that was the point mm-hmm. of it all. Because and she got a lot of flack initially because, again, it's not the we're not seeing necessarily seeing the regality and the swagger of King that we're normally used to. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a man who's dealing with his life and dealing with some of the choices he's made, and dealing with his, you know, dealing with himself,
right.
dealing with his mortality, dealing with, his fears, his doubts, his insecurities, his everything. We're getting a chance to see that, mm-hmm. and see that even with that, yes, that was true, yes, that was part of it, and I'm still standing,
yeah.
and I'm still loving, and I'm still reaching out. And I'm still lifting up. And I think that was the point of Katori's, the piece with Katori.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful piece, very powerful piece.
Yes.
Now listen, Gilbert Glenn Brown, remember that name, folks. You'll be reading about him for years to come. Gilbert Glenn Brown. Now, Mr. Brown, without giving any spoiler alerts, Just set the play up for us. I know this was this right before King got killed, or was this years before that, or
it takes place April 3rd, 1968, the night before his assassination. King has just come back from his mountaintop speech to the sanitation workers, and he's basically laid out, "I may not get there with you, but I want you to know we will see the promised land. We will get there."
Mm-hmm.
And he's come back. He's in his hotel room, and he's in the process of writing his next speech. He's finishing it up because Abernathy has called him to the church to just do the speech because the folks, they wanted to hear King.
Uh-huh.
And he was feeling uneasy the entire time, but he went anyway. And he went down there, he did the speech, he came back, and tried to jump back into writing his speech. And he ordered some coffee, and then the maid from the hotel shows up. And she is, without giving anything away, she is a lot more than what she appears to be on the surface.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And you get to experience that as King experiences it in real time.
All right, Michiana, don't forget Mountaintop. And guess what? WBS will be giving away some free tickets. So if you're interested in going, simply call the station at 287-4700. That's 574-287-4700. Wow, that's going to be a good one. So it's going to be a good one, folks. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Winnemation, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. Emotionally, spiritually, mentally, it's going to take you there.
All right. Well, Mr. Brown, we appreciate you joining us today here on WBS. And guess what? We'll see you Friday night at the Barlow Theater for the performance of The Mountaintop. God bless you now.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you, too.
All right, Michiana, don't forget Mountaintop. And guess what? WBS will be giving away some free tickets. So if you're interested in going, simply call the station at 287-4700. That's
574-287-4700. With its vicious racism, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification.
Michiana, the DeBartlow Performing Arts Center present stage play The Mountaintop, taking place Friday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. The 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s tragic death marks an opportunity to reflect on his life as a regular man with regular struggles, still accomplishing the extraordinary. Hear it from the playwright herself, Katori Hall.
This isn't the I have a dream king. This is a more radical king. This is King, the man, not the myth. I want people to see that this extraordinary man, who is actually quite ordinary, achieved something so great that he actually created a fundamental shift in how we as a people interact with each other. And I want people in the audience to be like, if this man who is so much a human being can achieve such great things, then I, as this, you know, complicated human being, can create great things too.
That's Friday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. Also after the play, stay for a post-show panel to talk about the playwright's intentions and the timely issues of leadership and legacy. Panelists will include LaDonna Forsgren from the University of Notre Dame, Daryl Heller from the Civil Rights Heritage Museum, and the Mountaintop cast, Karen Milena White and Gilbert Glenn Brown. For further ticket information, contact the ticket office at 574-631-2800. Also, the Martin Luther King Week celebration includes Uzima, African Drumming and Dance Celebrations, Saturday, January 20th.